You're listening to the VOCM, CFCB, All You Can Blind, and Labrador Radio Network.
We are back, and I just got an update from producer Greg Smith, who says that in response to one of our callers from Bonavista, Councillor Barry Randall, as to what's going to happen if the roads aren't passable, the most recent update is that Newfoundland Power is going to fly in the required equipment and personnel to deal with the power situation the best they can. So given the roads won't be passable anytime soon, Newfoundland Power is going to be flying in the required people and equipment to take care of the problem. Thank you very much to Greg for that update. Now let's go back to line number two in St. John's, and we'll say hi to Walter. You are on the air, sir.
Hello, my son.
How are you, Walter?
I got to say I'm Kennedy, too, you know.
Pardon me?
I'm a Kennedy.
Oh, you're Walter Kennedy?
Yeah.
Very good. Good talking to you.
There you know.
Yes, I do. Very good.
Now, you talk to a real fine gentleman for City Hall.
Oh, man.
I'm a
Location,
you know.
Yes, okay.
Can you talk to
you? Clarification for you, and hopefully the numbers I just gave you can shed some light on your plight here on the highway, Josh.
Okay, very much.
Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Stay safe, take care.
So just so everyone knows, I just saw the culvert going through, so hopefully they got that in place as soon as they can.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Josh. All the best. Bye-bye. Okay, that's great stuff. We have a couple of people waiting, but now I see on my screen that the manager of corporate relations for Newfoundland Power, Bob Pike, is on the line, and we are going directly to him. What line do I have there? Line number eight, and saying hello. Bob, you're on the air.
How are you tonight, Patty?
I'm hanging in there, Bob. I know you've had a desperate couple of long days here. How are you?
Well, first of all, I apologize for waiting so long to call, but we've been holding off, hoping that we would have, the longer we waited, the better news that we would have.
Okay, so, and we're appreciating that, and why don't you go ahead and share the good news?
I have good news and bad news. The good news is that, we have been making some steady progress. We're continuing to get the number of power lines that are still off, that's reducing. We have our number of customers that are still off now down to, we just got under the 20,000 mark.
That's down to 50,000.
That's correct. So we've been making progress throughout the day. I had really hoped that by later tonight I was going to have more good news. But we've had a few disappointments, especially tonight. But then again, we've made some progress.
Are they something that you can share with us, Bob, so that the people know that you've encountered some problems that might extend their power outage?
Well, certainly, probably my biggest disappointment is Bonavista.
Right.
Because I was very hopeful that we were going to have power feeding down the Bonavista Peninsula tonight, and that we would start to pick up some of the power lines out of the substations down there, with the exception of one or two. But what we encountered early this morning, we had helicopters going all day. First, we did an assessment to see what we were dealing with, and our main transmission line, if I just focus on Bonavista for a second, we knew that our main transmission line we weren't going to get back on because we had actual structure damage, and there was absolutely no way that we could get equipment in there. Tomorrow we're going to be working on that with we have a heavy lift helicopter lined up.
Okay, great.
But what we did find out is that our secondary transmission lines down there didn't look like they have structural damage. There was just a lot of trees in there. So what we've been doing, we couldn't get our crews there, but we've been using helicopters today to drop crews off.